Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moog Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning as we close down another big week here in the Moog community. I'm grateful, as always, to be with you, and I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you, as always, for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday. It is always a privilege and an honor, and as I often do on Thursdays, I like to send you off into the weekend with something to chew on, something to think about, something to contemplate, something to hang on to and consider as you really look at the big picture about what it means to be an entrepreneur, what it means to be whatever it is you want to be in life. No matter what you aspire to create, your vision, whatever this mission you're on in life, the purpose behind it, the why. As I've said before, I think the four most important things that you should focus on is your vision, your values, your mission, and your why. When you focus on those four, you're driven in the right direction. And I don't mean there's a right nor a wrong direction, but the direction that's best for you, the one that is calling you to get whatever it is you want from life, to give whatever it is you want to give to life. So how do you know when you're on the right track? There's an old saying that where your mind goes, your body follows. When I used to play football, American football, they'd always say, watch the ball carrier, the guy with the football. Wherever his head goes, his body has to follow. You can't send your head to the left and your body to the right. It doesn't work that way unless, of course, you cut somebody's head off. But in life, it's the same. Wherever your mind goes, your body's going to follow. Your mind can't say, well, here I am in this place that I don't want to be, the results I don't want to have, and then magically you just show up at the results you want. It doesn't work that way. But what's interesting is you can flip it. If right now the results you have in life aren't the results you want, if you put your mind in the place that you want to be, pretty soon, over time, your body has to follow that. It has to. Now, I'm not talking about some woo-woo crap, okay? I'm not talking about, you know, sitting in a chair and trying to magically, quote, manifest something. That's not how it works. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but if you followed me long enough, you know that I do not want to shovel that crap into your plate. I'm tired of people deluding you with that nonsense. The reality of life is this: where your mind goes, your body will follow. Where your eyes lead, your head will go. If you're looking to the future, that's where your head is thinking. That's where your head is going, and your body will follow. If you're looking down at your toes and saying, oh man, then you're going to start heading downward. Your posture, your belief, your words, even your breathing starts to shallow, and you start to create a slow but steady death. If you have your eyes forward and up and clear, if you're looking to the future and to your vision, and you're taking the action, then you can't help but eventually arrive at your destination. How alert and awake are you to the signs that are all around you? That's the question that I want you to think about this weekend. If you learn to tune your ears and eyes, literally, just like beacons, just like antennae, if you learn how to tune your eyes and your ears, you'll begin to see evidence of your path everywhere. Think about this for a moment. Look at the world around you. Literally and metaphorically, of course. Look at the world around you that you live in right now, your current situation. What do you see? Do you see lack? Or do you see abundance? I'm not talking about like, oh man, you know, I think abundantly. I'm talking about look at you where you are in life. Are you living where you want to live? Are you experiencing what you want to experience? Are you relating to people you want to have relations with? Are you seeing what you want to see? Do you see lack or do you see abundance? Do you see mediocrity or do you see excellence? Do you see negativity or do you see possibility? Because the physical world you live in is a manifestation. If you really love that word, then take a look at reality. That's a manifestation of kind of where your head is. And what's beautiful about it is if you're looking and you're not seeing what you want to see, you can flip it. You can switch it. Now, it takes time. I'm not saying that all of a sudden on Monday morning you're going to wake up and everything's going to magically be different. I'm just not going to shovel that on you. But you do have to be tuned in your own environment. You do have to take a look at that as solid evidence of kind of what you're thinking, what you're believing, and therefore what your actions are. You probably heard me say this before. If any of you have been involved in any of my programs, you know that I teach what I call the success cycle. The success cycle is this. Your beliefs drive your thoughts drive your words drive your actions create your results, and your results reinforce your beliefs. I won't go into it much deeper than that, but you understand. Here's the thing that I think is so critically important. Think about this. If you see and hear the opposite of what you want now, then now is the time to course correct, change it, get clear, get intentional on what it is you want. You got to see it, then you got to schedule it. What do I mean by that? Let's say, for instance, your income is not where you want it to be. And ideally, you'd love to add an extra $10,000 a month, a week, or whatever the thing is, okay? And you say to yourself, okay, if only I had $10,000 more a week or a month or whatever your thing is, then the question is, how are you going to get there? You got to schedule it. By the end of X, Y, and Z, that's where I'm going to be. By the end of the month, by the end of the quarter, by the end of the year, by the end of next year, I'm going to be at that point. If you're looking at your fitness and you're saying to yourself, okay, I definitely need to drop some weight, or I need to be more physically fit, I need to have the aerobic ability to have the endurance, whatever your thing is, you got to schedule it. You got to put it on the calendar and say, by this time, that's when I'm going to do it. Now, there's nothing new under the sun about that. But literally, you have created a shift in that moment. You have taken one small, let me be clear, very small act toward moving in that direction. So next, what's next? What's next is you schedule right now today, I'm going to go for a walk around the block. Right now today, I'm going to pick up that phone, I'm going to make a sales call, or whatever it is you got to do to start marching smartly toward that target. Get clear and intentional on what you want. Set it up in your head as to what it is, and then schedule it. Next, you got to take massive, inspired, and yet imperfect action. Let me say that again. Massive, inspired, yet imperfect action. Let's take each one of those one by one. You've already scheduled it. You've said, okay, here's when I want to hit the target. You got to take the massive action. Now, I'm not talking about going out, if you're, you know, trying to get back in shape and going out and trying to run 26.2 miles, a full marathon. That'd be foolish. That's not taking massive action. That's taking, I don't know what that's called. That's being ridiculous. But maybe taking massive action for you is, instead of sitting there and negotiating with your mind, you strap whatever shoes you got on and you go for a run around the block. That's massive action. Now, in the face of a marathon runner, that may be nothing, but in the face of you and your situation, that's a huge victory, because for the first time in a long time, you said no to mediocrity. You said no to procrastination. You said no to that small voice inside your head that's trying to hold you back. That's massive. Maybe instead of sitting there and watching everybody else succeed online, you closed down the social media and you opened up the browser and got to work on your own enterprise. That's massive for you. That's all that matters is for you. You take massive, inspired action. You don't need to be motivated. You don't need somebody to kick you in the butt. You don't need to watch another video. You don't need another meme. You need to find that thing inside of you that says, I will and I must, and here's where it begins right now. The line in the sand moment. Here's the deal. A line in the sand moment means you draw a line in the sand and say, never again. It begins now. I'm never again going back to that place of despair. I'm never again going back to that place of want and need. I'm never again going back to that place where I'm embarrassed because I can't pay the bills, or because I want to go do that thing and I keep telling my kids, maybe someday. You draw a line in the sand. And if you've never had a line in the sand moment, it's now. You had better create one. That's called being inspired. Don't look to somebody else's results and go, wow, that's really inspirational. They lost so much weight. Don't wait for that crap. Make it for yourself. Create your own inspiration. And it starts and it begins. It is the genesis of it is saying it's okay to be imperfect. It's okay to have that imperfect action. Remember what I talked about yesterday when I said about the truth about failure? This is what we're talking about. You got to be willing and able to fail. You got to be willing to say to yourself, hey, it's not all going to be great. And really, only two ways I can fail, just like JT said yesterday, is to either quit or to never get started in the first place. So what the hell am I waiting for? Perfection? Because the only thing perfection is doing is setting you up for failure. It's telling you don't get started. It's that little voice inside your head, your ego, that's got their fingers around your neck saying, don't you dare take that step forward. Stay stuck right here because it's comfortable. It's what we know. It's what we've been in for the last several years of our lives, maybe our entire life. So why would you step out of this comfort zone of knowledge, of understanding of what we have, and step into the darkness and fear of the unknown, you fool? Don't listen to that crap. Take the massive, whatever massive means to you, inspired, whatever it takes for you to get there, imperfect action. Give yourself permission to be imperfect, because perfection is for fools. Perfection is for delusional people. It's not for you. You're better than that. After you've taken that massive, inspired, yet imperfect action, start looking for evidence, signs that you're on the right track. Pay close attention. I call this situational awareness. I teach this to my clients, the ability, just like we did at Naval Aviation, to be able to read the situation, to be able to see your environment and ask yourself, what's going on here? It takes time, but there's signs all around you that you're on the right track. Sometimes there are signs that you're progressing and growing. Sometimes you see it. Sometimes it looks like the opposite direction. You're thinking to yourself, man, I'm worse off today than I was a month ago. But you have to ask yourself, what if that setback, what if because you're in a worse place now than you were a week ago or a month ago or even a year ago, what if it was just because, not because you took action, but because you haven't been tweaking and assessing? You haven't been paying attention until right now. You haven't been noticing the signs of greatness until right now. That evidence is what you have in order to adjust, to calibrate, to refine. And that's the next step, is to refine. Whittle away at the stuff that doesn't serve you and increase the stuff that does. When we refine our process, that's when we start actually moving in the direction that we want to go. And it's possible. It is entirely possible for you to take a step, the first step, and have it be a massive one that moves you in the right direction. Why not? It's also possible for you to take a massive step in the wrong direction. And that's okay, too, because at least you took a step. At least you know now that you can course correct. You can pivot if necessary. Or throw up the throttle and accelerate. If you're on the right path, put the throttle up. If you're not on the right path, then you course correct. You pivot. Give yourself that opportunity. It's pretty simple. Get clear and intentional on what you want. Take massive, inspired, imperfect action. Look for evidence and then refine. My friend, you look for evidence every single day. Surround yourself with winners and high achievers that are doing things. They don't have to be on the same path as you, but they should be doing something that's exciting for them, that's inspiring to look at from afar and say, you know what? That's a person that's pointed in the right direction. They're chasing their mission. They're chasing their purpose. Keep your eye on your prize, though. Remember that. It's not about comparing yourself. When you're around those winners and high achievers, it's not about comparing yourself. It's not about saying, man, I wish I was there. I wish I was at their level. It's about saying, that's evidence that it's possible for a person just like me, no better or no worse than me, to go out and achieve their thing, so why not me? And then you keep your eye on your prize. Stay connected to your why. Share your journey with others so that they can get pulled along with you on their path. That's true leadership. This weekend, I want you to go back and think about the signs of greatness that are all around you. Listen to the sounds of your own environment. Do you hear hope or do you hear despair? Do you hear criticism or do you hear encouragement? And what do you need to do to affect that environment? Change it, move away from it, or create a whole brand new one? Look at the world around you and what do you see? Do you see lack or do you see abundance? Do you see mediocrity or do you see excellence? Do you see negativity or do you see possibility? Because what you see, what you hear, what you experience is all your creation. And you have the power as the creator of your own life, your own destiny, to go out there and change it for yourself. Take a look at that this weekend. And as you do that, go out this weekend and do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love spending them with. Get yourself refreshed, recharged, ready to kick ass, and come back here on Monday ready to go. And I'll be here waiting for you. And remember this, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you Monday.